So 6:51 now.
So continuing on, we're running out of time, so we've tabled the mission statement.
Oh, I did have the printouts.
And we're going to table our discussion on the library standards for next time, although most everyone has read it.
These are some of the mission statements that Krista gathered.
One for everybody, is that
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah, there should be the action items.
Is it a pet? Oh, I see, okay.
Just a couple of pages.
Okay.
Election of officers we can do quickly, I think.
Yes, let's have the election of the officers, and that was suggested as what? Nominating committee.
Nominating committee, yeah. Do you want me to?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. As I guess chair of the nominating committee, I would propose that we ask Louise to continue as president. I have discussed it with her, and she has agreed. I would hope that Deborah would continue as scribe slash secretary, but scribe, and that that Joy would continue as treasurer, and Louise asked me if I would continue as vice president, and I agreed. So that is the slate that I would like to put forward. Would anyone like to add subtract or anything else that he makes for that slate?
Would anybody rather be the scribe? I mean, now it's wonderful that I don't have to see that.
I think people
that was very difficult, and I've been doing it for about 3 years, and I just
you know, I think there are people
so
who are really going to wrestle you for it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have to have a person's name,
right,
because it's the
yeah.
officers
yeah.
are those that are listed. But
what I'm asking is anyone else
if our dear person
that?
Here can continue. Because she's doing such a great job.
I think the slate is great.
I do too. Excellent.
Here, you did a great job.
Oh, I've been working on it for.
Well, can we have I guess we need a vote on the slate. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I believe we're continuing in the same vein. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
The financial statements, we skipped that. Do we need to... Patrick, rather than going over everything,
mm-hmm.
we have agreed that we are going to make every effort possible as members of the board to read everything that you send us before we get here. Therefore, we would only interject with questions or problems and the same from you.
The financial statements just came out today, so you know this would be, I mean...
We haven't even had time
like
to really look at
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So I think we'll skip over that then until next time, unless you have
okay.
anything that you want to tell us about it.
It looked in pretty good order. We seem to be within budget on every, at least every broad category. Some of the line items were outside of budget on, but we can adjust that next month if we need to. There were no concerns that I, in my 15 minutes of looking at the financial statements today, came across. So.
Okay, well then, would everybody sort of look at them when they get them home and make a note if there's any question? Otherwise, we're moving on, because it's really getting late, and Carl's got his dinner waiting. Lucky him. Purchase of grant-funded computers.
Is not, and that's actually from last month, I apologize. That
oh, that's out,
that last,
okay.
So the accepting credit cards and... the Mornet agreement are the next two action items. If we agree to a three-year membership with Mornet, it reduces the yearly rate from $13,566 to $8,566. Mornet, of course, is the state-funded group that provides us with internet access, our internet training, the filtering and connectivity is the big part. And also the grantor of our large Mornet grant, so we love to stay in good graces. we have two more years of funding to go with that.
Do we need to vote?
Have we had a three-year agreement in the past? Are we at the end of a three-year agreement?
We are at the end of a three-year agreement. We're going forward with another three-year agreement. Several years ago when they lost their state funding, a lot of their state funding for Mornet itself, not for the real program, which is a sort of subset for public libraries, they changed to this three-year membership. So they sort of have an idea of what their funding is going to look like. If you agree to a three-year agreement, then they lower the rate. If you're unable to continue because they can't, you know, we can't contract for it, then we would have to pay the additional $5,000 per year. You know, if we opt out sometime in the middle of it.
This requires a vote.
It does. It's a, you know, high enough ticket item that it does.
Well, I think it's great to save money. So,
yeah.
Can I have a? Can someone move that we
approve.
Accept the three-year agreement?
Move approval of the three-year agreement.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's passed, so we're up for 3 years. Now on the credit cards, quickly.
And credit cards is on page 39 of the packet. I did actually have all the information last time. I apologize for not getting this on at the last meeting.
Well, we talked about it.
I thought I was missing something. I have the both authorized.net, which is Pace Payments, and Commerce Bank have similar fees and transaction fees for credit for accepting credit card payments. Authorized.net charges a $5 monthly statement fee and a $10 gateway fee. Commerce gives the statement for nothing but then charges a $15 gateway fee. So it sort of evens out. The only thing in Authorized.net's favor would be that the city of University City is currently using them. They would be setting us up, you know, the sort of the go-between getting our payments to our bank account. So they would prefer to use Authorized.net just for that reason. Though they said if you wanted to go with Commerce or another vendor, that wouldn't be a problem.
What are the transaction fees?
The transaction fees vary per card. And Commerce has a whole list here of, you know, the interchange rate of 1.54% to 2.59% or 95%. It depends on the type of card, whether it's debit or credit card, whether or not it's a rewards card. Then the transaction fees, also set by the card issuer.
Right.
And then there's Commerce has a standard authorization fee of 11 cents. And they authorized that not listed as an assessment fee. That's a percentage of the transaction and a 10-cent authorization fee. They all have the same types of fees. They vary a little bit, but they seem to more or less even out.
Oh, that's on page 40.
Yeah, this is page 40.
40 and 41.
And Commerce is zone 42.
Okay. Do you all feel that we know enough now, or do you want to go home and mull it over and do this next time?
Well, what is your recommendation?
I guess I don't care greatly. I would go with the city's, you know, wanting to do authorized.net just because that's who they're using for the several departments accepting credit cards.
Any other discussion? Motion? What?
I would move that we go along with the city.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
Second?
Second.
All those in any other discussion? All those in favor of going along with the city authorized.net?
Aye.
Any opposed? I think it's passed.
And the last action item is the budget, which is, I broke down the word page, but not the actual page. I believe that's the last one. I'm sorry, it's ends on page 38, starts on page 35, and I apologize, this is not the last action item, the other action item is the meeting room policy.
Mm-hmm.
With some changes that were necessitated by a change in the pension plan payment, that went up unexpectedly. though, you know, in retrospect, it shouldn't have been unexpected. They changed the amortization schedule for the unaccrued liability for the pension from 30 years to 15 years. So our payment will be going up despite the better performances in the market. So we'll be paying, I believe it's $81,000 next year. And
what line is that?
That is going to be under personal services, line 5740, so 81,120. The medical insurance is not expected to go up as much as they at first feared. So I think Tina set that at 85,680. So we got a little bit of a break there. Revenue is, you know, they're projecting it to be flat, though it's actually down a little bit this year. And we'll be trying to make that up with grants and donations from the gala. The budget, as it stands now, the one I'm suggesting now, we'd be spending about $29,510 out of the reserves. That is, if we did spend, I put $45,000 in there to seal the building where we have leaks currently. That's our one big project for the year. We'll have a couple of small building projects that we'll discuss probably in November. But that's the one big one and the one we really need to get done. But like I said, we would only be spending about $29,000 of that $45,000 out of the reserve funds.
How big is our reserve?
Fund balance listed at about $1,386,729.
Are there any questions for Patrick on this budget? This is the working budget.
This would be the approved budget for next year.
Oh, this is it.
This would be the 2014-2015. We can, if you want to wait and vote on it next month.
Does this include raises and all that stuff?
This is with the committee approved 2% raise. For all staff. We kept the part-time staff line steady. We're certainly planning on giving all staff members a 2% raise if the board approves that, but we would try to, through attrition, reduce the numbers of part-time staff in the next year just to sort of keep the budget in line, because we're not going to have increased revenues.
Any other questions? Discussions? Move approved.
Second.
All those in favor of approving the budget for 2015?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's passed.
Okay, and is part of that the 2% raise then is for all staff this summer? Mm-hmm. And then the last one, excuse me for not having it on the agenda, but it is in the packet, the changes to the meeting room policy. Changes to the meeting room policy, and that is going to be on pages 20, 22 is the current policy. 24 are the suggested changes, and 25 is what the draft policy looks like with those changes made. And this would be a change to the fee structure. We had an increase in fees before if more than 125 people were expected to be there, but we've never had a group that said they were going to have more than 125 people there, regardless of whether they did. Now we're We're also moving from the resident versus non-resident fees to a nonprofit, whether resident or not, low fee, and sort of a higher fee if it's going to be a business or commercial venture. We won't spend quite as much time on policing, you know, whether or not you're actually a business, if you're doing, you know, we'll still ask people not to sell or exchange money on the premises, but we won't spend as much time trying to split hairs, figuring out whether or not they're conducting business here.
That would basically just ask for their permit when they apply to use?
We will just basically ask them if they're a nonprofit. If they're, you know, if they're a not-for-profit group, we'll give them a lower rate. If they're, you know, someone doing a seminar or on something.
Shouldn't they have documentation anyway?
You mean 501c3?
We're not concerned with them being a legitimate 501c3. They could be a group that's just meeting together. That would also, as long as they're not here to promote a business, we're more or less...
No transactions here.
Yeah.
There's a poetry reading group that meets here. I mean, they don't have any status because they're not doing any money things. Mm-hmm. But they're clearly
recovery
not,
groups.
Yeah, making a profit.
You know, that just talk about issues. There are all sorts of other things. But we have had groups meet here and ask for donations or try to sell things. We'll keep that in there that they ask people not to. There'll be no fees collection or collections by the group using the auditorium, except in the case of tuitions charged by tax-supported institutions, which we formally had one, but they just let us know that they're probably not going to be back here.
So how do you reconcile that with the Friends of the Library when you have an author come and they're selling the books?
Yeah, without permission from the Library Board of Trustees. And
that's permissible then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we could bring that forward each time, for every friend's group. So.
Yeah.
Which we collected to do. So.
I got called out. I'm in favor of the change. We talked about this before. Right?
Yeah, the committee had approved.
We did. So we need to a motion to approve it. Can we have quick Joy make that a motion?
I did. I said I move approval.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? It's passed. So.
Well, congratulations to the newly elected officers. Have another successful year. And you guys are
And great. You two are going to Union Communication. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Right. Well, I think we can pass on the rest. I have no report to make. Committees, I think we've already taken care of that. And old business, did we have any old business? Quick. Mm-hmm. Any new business? Quick.
I've included the forms that we'll have to approve at the next meeting. You'll have to sign two of the annual forms, and Joy, you'll have to sign the one. If I can get a notary here, maybe can get them at the meeting.
Okay, fine.
But if anyone has any changes to email, phone number, address, we have to report all that to the state this year.
This month, okay.
Just let me know.
So just again.
Mission statement.
Krista, do you have more copies of the mission statement that didn't make it around?
Sorry. Here are three more.
I'm sorry. Gonna have some more paper.
So the thing I would ask is that everybody be ready. We're going to plow through this next time. And I think we could basically finish it because we had, let's just do the May part. It was page 27. It said 21. 27, 28, 29, and then it said 21. That should have been a 31.
31.
So we'll do both of those next time quickly.
And then we're going to have our personnel and policy meeting afterwards.
For that computer policies.
Right, in June.
Yeah.
Cool.
So can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting unless there's something else that is so moved?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we're not going to continue tonight with the... Weren't we going to continue on with something else tonight? One of the committees?
Personnel policy meeting.
We're not going to do it tonight.
No, not tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yay.
Turn it off.
7:10.
Thank you.